Okay, everybody, welcome to another Energy Dentistry Clinic Hour. And so let me know what it is that you would like to use this time for. Okay, so let me start with, let's see, broken teeth. I think that there was a request for healing broken teeth. So I'm gonna just connect with anyone with broken teeth or weakened enamel. So teeth and enamel. So I'm feeling what's going on with the issues of the enamel is, well, you're grinding on it, right? So tooth grinding is behind it. So let's just connect with that. All the teeth grinding that many people do, and eventually that cracks your teeth. And for some others, that grinding, habitual grinding also creates enamel erosion and a bunch of other issues. So let me just go back to all the traumas that create this. So there's a lot of fears, concerns, worries. And you know, when I use the word fear, it means anything that occupies your mind, that makes you think and rethink about things, you know. And I am not gonna just play with words and ideas around fear, because obviously it is very real to the body and to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be grinding your teeth at night over this if it's not something that's affecting you. So I would never be someone who would tell you fear is just false evidence, a pairing wheel. If we really allow ourselves to feel into what brings a sinking feeling to you, or what makes your heart beat, you know, if we just go what, how the body responds instead of how the mind responds, we can respond to the body better. And I would never use a mental concept to override how your body is actually feeling, because our mind's amazing at just creating concept after concept to dismiss everything. But let's go with what the body says. If you have this sinking feeling that something is not all right, or if you have heart palpitations, that's a real response from the body. And let's respond to that. So whatever is keeping you awake at night, whatever is producing the sinking feeling, or whatever is just throwing you out of balance, however that out of balance may be, right? So for some people, out of balance is you actually get heart palpitation. For others, you may freeze and not be able to talk and not be able to act and not be able to even be fully present. And that's all so human. So don't dismiss very human, very visceral body reactions, emotional reactions with a mental construct. Because everybody can say, fear is just false evidence appearing true. Does that help your body in any way? Probably not. That annoys me. So let's connect all those feelings that actually do bring up some level of discomfort. Whether you get a dry mouth and can't speak, that's a very real feeling, right? So all those hidden emotions, even though we like to use spiritual, oh Lord, we like to use spiritual constructs as well as mental constructs just to gloss over what our body's going through. And that's always a no-no. So all the issues that keep you awake at night, all the concerns, So again, if you allow yourself to just be with that uncomfortable feeling, whatever they may be, or any discomfort you've been through, that doesn't mean that you're wallowing in it, because you gotta allow it, embrace it, and gently let it go by acknowledging that it was there for you. And there's never anything wrong with any kind of reaction, because, and there's no such thing as a primitive reaction, because anything that is there to save you and alert you and give you messages, there's nothing primitive about that at all. Actually, I find that the body's messages are the most truthful. And I can't believe that there's a tendency to dismiss all that as, oh, that's just a primitive thing. Like you don't feel fear anymore and that's somehow primitive. No. So anything that keeps you from being fully present, fully in your body, whatever names we like to call those emotions, for some people it's fear, for some people it's just a habitual response to everything, to all the clutter around you, especially if you're empathic. And if you're empathic, please don't be buying into any mental construct or spiritual construct to distance yourself from how your body responds, because all those constructs just create a need to kind of go up into your head and leave your body, and that's not what we want. So, So what difficult emotions can you just fully feel and acknowledge and even be grateful for? Be grateful that you have a system of communicating that is so straightforward and honest and so for you. There's nothing primitive about feelings and emotions, nothing at all. So here we go. Yeah, all the tightness in your body, all the not relaxing, because you know when people say just relax, blah, 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 you get more tense, right? When you get ordered to do something, you get more tense because it's your body right away knowing, uh-oh, it's no longer safe for me to just be me. If someone tells you to just smile, just be happy, just be this, just be that, it's very dismissive and very controlling, very dismissive of what's real, very not allowing of what's true for you, right? So there's very few of us that have been around someone who's just allowing of all aspects of you so that you can just relax into your own being and be safe. And practice relaxing into your own being every day. And allow all tightness to just be there for you for a moment. So any and all tightness in your jaw, your eyes, your face, your forehead, your neck and jaw, your chest, just really acknowledge that you now totally acknowledge that they are communicating with you and for you, and that it's totally good. Acknowledge that this total innate intelligence that your body has for showing you that, for holding on to certain emotions, for locking up in all the places and spaces, and your jaw and your teeth. Great. So if we just become so deeply allowing, and that there's never any thought, anything wrong with us or what how our body reacts, because it's showing you a much deeper intelligence than what this reality allows, right? Because if you remember, ever since you started school, we've been given orders to just be quiet, just relax, just this, just that. And it's all about making you easier for someone else to control. And anyone and everyone who's assigning emotions this lower place, what they're doing is manipulating and controlling. Because when you are in touch with you and your emotions, you are most powerful because you know your own truth. So anyone, anywhere who needs to control you would create perceptual distortions that create you to totally lock up all your emotions. So everything that brings up, let's release all that. And all the locking up of our emotions, the locking up of our own being since the beginning of dealing with other people. Oh God, not funny, but funny, right? Let's release all that. And let's release all that's not true, all the manipulations other people have taught us that make it easier for them to control us. And sorry to tell you, but a bunch of spiritual teachings are kind of like that. It's kind of crappy that way, because spiritual teachings kind of, sometimes some of them, but not even being in the body, right? Some of it, not all of it. And some of the self-help stuff too. It's just such a distortion of what's true. And I really want you to I really is coming up for you. In all the crying, all the pain, all the hurt, you haven't allowed yourself to feel because you were under someone else's control or someone else's spell or the control of, well, probably every culture, every system, every culture, every school, right? There's no honoring of the body's truth when you think about it. So all the pain we lock up in our bodies, all the tears we locked up in our bodies, all the feelings we lock up in our bodies, all the dismissiveness we tolerated in the name of being a good person, we're gonna say the fuck with all that and release all that now. Oh my God. And anywhere where you are still not allowing yourself to honor the wisdom and the truth from your own body, let's release all that. No matter whose truth you bought into, release all that. I think I don't remember whose teaching this is. I think it's Stephen Levine, who taught a lot about trauma and the difference animals deal with trauma and the way humans deal with trauma. And he said that animals in the wild, when they're traumatized, they are able to express themselves and work it out and do whatever it's required to work it out of their bodies, because they don't have the language to process things. And language, while it's a great, great phenomenal tool for processing things, sometimes we also use it against ourselves, right? Because there's the egoic element in language, even though I love language. And sometimes that takes over, and then we distance ourselves from the truth of the body again. And that locks up often trauma and sadness, many different kinds of trauma. And so when I use the word trauma, it's just anything that was too overwhelming to handle on some level. And don't, you know, torture yourself with definitions. So anything you've been through that was just too much to handle at some point, let's release all that, because it's only human, right? It's only human. And I know that the more we release all these emotional triggers, then the easier it is for our digestive system to work to absorb the right vitamins and nutrients. It's easy for our nervous system to work so that we can sleep at night and allow the body to have deep restorative sleep, which activates regenerative powers of the body. So that's why I'm working on all the issues behind the issues. And any and all disappointments. And no matter your language for disappointment, your words for disappointment, it's not the language or the words, it's the body's reaction, right? We have all been in a place where we feel like we can just cry for days over something, or it's so disappointing that we can barely even speak about it. Yeah, let's release those traumas from our tissues now. And sometimes even just bringing up the idea of releasing trauma creates resistance, because you're going to say you had an easy life or that you should be grateful. Automatically, we use our minds to say we should be grateful for what we have and divorce yourself from your emotions and your body's natural reaction. Your body's natural wisdom shows you what is going on. And we have all been taught to dismiss all of it. Oh, how do you release all that? So all the perceptual constructs about emotions, that's actually a distortion of the actual truth. Let's release all that. All mental constructs that dismiss the body's wisdom. Let's release all that. All the mixed messages from self-help gurus that just throw everything off us. Let's release all that. Oh. So all the egoic messages, all the hidden egoic messages that are locked into spiritual messages or self-help messages or locked into any kind of learning you've done in life that's not serving you. Let's release all that. Dear God, I can probably write a whole book on this. Oh, wow. Are you feeling how all these different teachings are being used to separate you from your own power, your own center? Yeah, are you feeling that? Yeah, let's release all that now. So when we say access the divine wisdom, that is just so naturally there, your body's own wisdom. Are you feeling that you can do that now? And any blocks to that, let's release all that now. Now, are you feeling a real sense of centeredness, a real return to your body, to your core, to your center, and totally be able to acknowledge the wisdom of your body? And anywhere where you're still locked up in any way, and I'm going to literally release stuff from the different parts of your eyes, the lenses of your eyes, your eyeballs, the optic nerves. And then the occipital lobe of your brain where your visual stuff is stored. Let's release all that. Is anybody else yawning besides me? Yeah. Yeah, we're peeling back layers and layers of energetic distortions that are created by perceptual distortions, which are reinforced by every freaking egoic based teaching in this reality. So again, let's do this. Any and all egoic teachings of this reality that's locking you out, let's release all that. So everywhere we are still imprisoned by misinformation from egoic teachings and egoic perspectives and freaking egoic gurus of all kinds. So let's release all that. Oh, yeah. Excuse me a second. I need to blow my nose. Okay. I need to blow my nose. I'm going to mute myself. All right. Yeah, so what else is locking up our jaw? Because this is how we connect with the world. This is how we process. This is how we bring things into our lives. How we use our words, how we use speech, how we use our mouth, teeth, everything here, right? So yeah, suppression, being put down, right? And when so much is locked up and we press and suppress, you see how that affects all the different archetypal energies within you that are waiting for expression. So what can we do to free all the joy archetypal energy? All the creative, naturally creative energy. And your power. And your natural wisdom. And the services you know you can provide the world, but you have been repressing because it didn't fit into any freaking paradigm on this planet. Are you ready to just freaking embody the gift of you and be the awesome being that you are, which in itself is the highest service that you can be, right? Here you go. So anything that keeps you from being the highest service you can be to humanity, which is being your best self and being the full expression of your divine beingness. Oh, yeah. Oh. And now, what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to fully embody the magnificence that is you, the genius that is you, the beauty that is you, the infinite potential that is you, the infinite awesomeness of the divine that is you? And everything that doesn't allow you to fully embody and actualize all that, let's release all that now. So when you are fully you, when you really trust you, right, you just be that truth for you. And then you don't have to worry about whether you're actually acting on your truth or acting on your intuition. Because when you fully embody your truth, life is no longer just an act. You only need to be concerned about whether you're acting on this, that, or not when you're still acting. Okay, so yeah, right? Yeah, so you don't need to act on your intuition, blah, blah, blah. You be in alignment with the truth for you. And you are being everything that the divine would like to express through you. No need to act. The world is a stage only for people who think it's a stage. And those who play by the script, because they're not yet free from the script, so they treat life like it's a stage, and then not free from the script that's assigned to you by someone. So free yourself from all that now. Any and all scripts that anyone anywhere has ever handed to you, free that now. Drop all that now. I wonder why I needed to add this today, but oh, it's so freeing. I'm so glad I did this session today. All the stuff that came through. Thank you, everybody, for being here with me today, for holding space for me to do this with you, because lots of good stuff came through, didn't it? Yeah. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yeah, I'm too busy yawning to be able to think about another thing, but I don't have to think. Yeah. So this was beautiful, everybody. Oh, free yourself of all scripts. Create your own stage, right? Be the creator that you truly are. Yeah, be the creator that you truly are. Okay, everybody, I have fun with that. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here today.